community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Talking of Basildon, we have got the prospective parliamentary candidate for Basildon and East Thurrock in next year's general election. It's a year away, but that is, well, they say it's a long time in politics, a week's a long time in politics, but that 12 months is going to fly by. He's here with us now, Mike Le Cerf.
Good evening, good Mike. Evening, how are you, Mike? My friend?
Good morning.
Good evening. He's going to get joined by Liam Preston, who's standing in Hutton East tonight. And also, you're going to be PPC for Brentford for Labour Party at the next time around. And joined by the lovely Julia as well, of course.
Hello.
Let's start with nationally. The Liberals have said, Vince Cable has just said that it's going to be a very, very difficult night for the Labour Party, for the Tory Party and the Liberal Party. Would you agree with that?
Yes, to an extent. I think it's going to be bad for the Liberals particularly, and they're expecting, I think, they're bracing themselves for a wipeout in the European elections, and we'll have to see how it's going locally. But, we'll see. I mean, they've just started coming in, haven't they, the results? It's not looking too friendly in Basildon for
UKIP. Where are those folks coming from? Are they going to come from the Tory voters, or are they going to come from Labour or from the Liberal Party?
I think it's going to be a mix, but that's going to be really interesting to see what the share of the vote is and see if what we have lost. But I'm not sure at the moment, Mike. It's just disappointing to see that UKIP have won two of the South Basildon wards already.
It is early days. Liam, let's bring you in. You've been campaigning on the streets of Brentwood. What have people been saying to you? What's the general feel? Why are people disillusioned with Labour at the moment? Or let me ask you another question first, actually. Both David Cameron and Ed Miliband have been quiet, shall we say. They haven't been at the forefront of campaign. They've been very quiet over this whole campaign. Would you agree with that? And what have people been saying on the street?
Well, I think they have been out and about, both of them. I think what we've found is actually the media's been more dominated around UKIP at the moment, and that's actually something where Labour and the Conservatives and especially Liberals have struggled to get into that kind of mainstream, into people's televisions, and actually people seeing what we're saying about the campaign. On the streets, we're consistently seeing the same messages that people across Brentwood have been saying the whole time. Problem with the lights, problem with the roads, potholes, people got cracks in their pavements. Actually, what we found is all the things people are complaining about, this Tory council is doing nothing to solve them. So I'm glad to see people are coming out. Hopefully they're going to be voting for us tonight, because we're going to do something about those problems.
Okay, we're just talking to Mick McGough there. Mick is reluctant to talk about local issues. It doesn't seem, if you ask him a local issue, doesn't really have an answer. It's very well nationally and European wise, but locally they don't. I can't really see what their policies are, how they differ from anybody else's, to be honest. And you and the Lib Dems in Brentwood and Brentwood First now, who are predicting they're going to do well tonight as well, I'd be very interested to see. And you could have a council that's either hung or Conservatives losing overall majority.
Yeah, it's looking likely. I mean, we're not going to get too carried away. It's still, we've got 3 or 4 hours to go.
I hope not. But yeah, the tables, that's another thing. The tables are beginning to look empty out. There are votes, we must be getting fairly near,
yeah,
I thought.
Close to the count. But it looks like UKIP are doing well in certain areas, and everybody's expecting the Conservatives to lose some seats tonight. We know all the opposition parties have been working really hard to try and improve our seats and get the Tories out, because generally there's a real consensus that the Tories for the last 5 years in Brentwood have not delivered anything for the town at all. And I think hopefully the electorate have seen that and they're going to make some changes tonight.
Okay, you're both standing as PPCs next to whatever the next general election is going to be. Are you concerned that UKIP are grabbing seats, especially where you're standing, Mike, at the moment? But is this a protest vote, and are you going to be safe again next year, or what's your feeling on that?
Well, I don't know if we can glean anything from tonight's results and carry them over into 2015. It is disappointing, but it's a dangerous project. Romanians and Bulgarians coming into the country is not going to do us any good in the long term. But I don't know how it's going to work next year. We don't know. A year's a long, long time.
Absolutely.
What are your predictions for Brentwood South? Because as well as you, Mike, we have your fellow Labour councillor, Julie Morrissey. You're both councillors for Brentwood South at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah.
and obviously the controversy surrounding David Bishop there. So effectively the Conservatives, well, they've lost that, even though David Bishop's name was still on the ballot paper. Are you going to pick up the third seat there?
We're hopeful, yeah, I'm sure we are.
Sorry, yes, we're hopeful. I'm sure that we are. It's going to be tight, I think, tighter than we thought. But the papers are coming out, and yeah, look, it does. It looks hopeful.
Yeah, I mean, the issue with the Conservative candidate, see, is he's still on the ballot paper as a Conservative candidate, although he's not a member of the Conservative Party. And was quite, well, I was quite annoyed today to see that although he said that he would be telling people not to vote for him, there's a poster in the shop near where he lives asking people to do exactly that. So if, I mean, it's,
but that, to be fair to him, that may not have been down to him. That may have been somebody putting a poster up.
It may have been, yes.
But as far as the democratic process goes, the name is still on the ballot paper.
Absolutely.
He's no longer a Conservative. So, you know, whatever happens there, that's not a Conservative. But he's not going to win, is he?
No.
Well, there'll be enough people who will know.
Oh, you're putting that forward, decide, as a, won't they? I mean,
so you're putting that forward as a possibility, well, that you've got a candidate who's resigned from his party, and also asked people publicly not to vote for him. You think there's a possibility?
We've had people in America win by elections who have been dead. I've no.
That's America.
It's around timing, I think, as well, Alan, because the issue about the Islamophobic and the homophobic tweets came out very close to when the postal votes came out. So although it was, you know, a few days before, people have probably got their postals and made their postal votes before they even, you know, before they knew anything was awry, and maybe don't even know, because, you know, not everybody's in tune. So
we shall wait to see what happens there in Brentwood. Couple of Basildon results which we're expecting imminently from Wickford Castledon and Wickford Park. Castledon at the moment, I think UKIP have already got a councillor there. So what's the feeling, because Wickford is part of the Basildon and
East
Thurrock as part of, right, so that's not your, so Liam, no, that's going to be your where your,
no, Liam Brentwood and Onger, we've got our Labour candidate in Basildon, Billericay is Gavin Callaghan,
right?
So yeah, I mean the two that have been announced so far, Nevermain and Pitsey Northwest, are in my constituency. I've got five Basildon wards.
Right.
Pitsey South East, another one that we are hoping that we are going to win. We've put a lot of work into it. Our candidate David Burton Sampson's worked really hard. So,
and what's your feeling nationally? Because there seems to be a feeling, sort of an impression, that both Cameron and Miliband have both been keeping quite a low profile. I mean, I suppose this perhaps goes back to the European debates, Farage and Clegg, where the Conservative and Labour leaders sort of kept out of it, perhaps through fear of I don't know.
I don't think it was fear. I think, you know, I'm going to blame Nick Clegg, you know, definitely for that one, for raising UKIP's profile when they don't even, you know, they don't have an MP. There are European elections, but I don't know, like Liam said, I don't think it's true that they've been keeping a low profile. I think the media is absolutely having a love affair with UKIP at the moment. We've had a lot of support in South Basildon, East Thurrock, and around in Thurrock as well. MPs coming over, shadow front benchers coming over and supporting the campaign. So there's a lot of, you know, Labour activity, but it's just been total. I mean, Newsnight the other night, I think half the show was Nigel Farage being interviewed. You know, it's an incredible amount of coverage.
I think the other thing we have to bear in mind is UKIP will always do well on these types of elections and European election nights, and especially now that locals are being held at the same time. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the results over the last decade, there is a massive dip coming into whatever election comes forward afterwards. And actually, when talking to people locally, they do have problems with Europe. Some people want to be out, some people want to be in. But when you actually talk to them about local issues, they're void of what UKIP is offering them, and they've no idea what the difference is. And actually, that's where parties like ourselves are able to say, this is what we're offering locally, this is what Labour can deliver for you.
Okay, gentlemen, it's going to be a long night. Let's hope we get some results in soon. We'll talk to you at length, obviously, much more over the coming year, because of we'll be both staying as PPCs, and we'll see you very, very shortly, and maybe again tonight as well when we get some results in.
Be good. Thanks,
okay,
thanks,
thank you very much indeed.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.